Jillian Cates, Jodi Dominic, and Laura Welshberg are the three ladies dancing, jiving, and having the time of their lives in the Idaho Shakespeare Festival's production of Mamma Mia, the all-ABBA musical running in repertory this summer at the festival's amphitheater. The three ladies joined Weekend Edition host George Prentice to talk about their friendship, both on and off the stage.
Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning.
Tell me I'm not the luckiest guy in town to get you to sit still and spend a few minutes. Thanks so much.
I feel pretty lucky, too. So
one of the few things that I've learned about what you do for a living is for you to appear to be having a really fun time is really hard work.
Harder than we ever thought. Yes.
Can you talk about this? Because there's the craft of this.
Yeah. It can be hard to appear to have fun. And sometimes it's just fun. Uh-huh. And I think we've had moments where it has been pure joy working on this, and then some moments where, yeah, we have to get technical, we have to break things down, dances, the music. So it's a bit of a mixed bag at times, but I think once we get it all together, we really are going to have
a
really, really good time.
Yeah. It's a challenge, you know, it's like you sing these songs, you scream them at karaoke, and then to bring it into the room and actually have choreography, this great 70s inspired, thanks to Jackie Miller, choreo, and it's definitely like a mind game, trying to put it all together and sound good, not just sound like karaoke women, you know?
Yes.
So we've been having a fun time, but it's like, yeah, we're just trying to get it in our muscles and then we'll have a ball, you know, once we get out on stage. So now is the like hard part.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's a festival environment, so people come with their wine and their picnics and, you know, it's 110 degrees and we're melting and, you know, we're performing at higher altitude than most of us are used to. So, you know, getting your breath under you can be really challenging. And on top of that, you've got dancing and singing harmonies. And in this musical, when we are not on stage singing, most of us are off stage singing. I think that there are 26 songs in this musical and I sing 21 of them.
Wow.
Yep. And that is, I would say, probably on the lower end because the people in our ensemble, I think, basically sing all 26.
So let's talk about the songs. So when I saw this show in the late 90s in London before it came to the States, on paper, it's like, there's no way. There's a musical that, where they're going to string the ABBA songs. And then for the audience to jump to its feet and sing along, which, of course, I think this has been produced in 50 countries now, around the world a few times. It's huge. Are we okay after a couple glasses of wine?
Are you kidding?
Get okay. Absolutely.
Get up and skrelt with us.
Okay, so if I tell me if I've got my math right here. Jodi, this is your 9th season.
It is, yes.
Laura, this is your 9th season.
Yeah, I started 13 years ago, but
okay.
I've taken a couple off.
I think it's your 9th.
Yeah.
Jillian, this is your 5th season.
Yes, you're correct.
Idaho Shakespeare Festival.
That's right.
I know I did a couple. I've done at least 3 years of doing 4 shows.
Wow.
So we're probably in
30-ish?
Yeah, 20 to 30 productions.
You've shared the stage.
Mm-hmm.
So I need each of you to tell me a little bit about the other two as if they're not here.
Oh.
Jodi.
Oh, I'll start. Okay. First of all, both are incredibly game and they just kind of go with whatever you throw at them, which is so fun. So there's that, just being willing to play, to play. I'm so amazed at how much they both keep their cool about, you know, even if you know, you're nervous or you don't know kind of what's going on. But I just watch both of them and I'm like, they just seem like they have it all together all the time. And it's really inspiring. I think just both of them are so, so game and just bold and just go for it.
Jillian, you're up.
I started in the ensemble of Cabaret, so I was, you know,
and of course,
backing up
Sally.
Miss Jodi Dominic, yes, yeah. And so she is a goddess. Now I've grown this friendship with her, with both of them, and it's really cool now to be able to, like, play that on for people, you know, and Laura, like, the minute she walks in a room, it's just, like, sunshine, like... It's really fun. We're all so different, but we all just like play together really well. And like Jodi said, so to be able to do that and then again, like, get paid to do it, I feel like that couldn't get better.
So it's, so yeah, I've actually backed up both of them mm-hmm. many times in the past. And then last year got to be in the chorus of My Fair Lady, which was an absolute blast. And she is just, she is a joy in the room. She is super supportive. She is generous. She is kind. She just comes in and you give her notes and she just throws it all down. And it's amazing. It's amazing to watch. And she has a voice that just I could listen to. I forget to sing because I'm too busy listening to her sing. And Jody and I have, we've been working together for almost a decade now, and we are very close in life. And I think that that's something that I've always loved about this company is that because we have such deep relationships off stage, I truly believe that that shows in our work. And that when you walk into a room where you've known people for years in order to try and create relationships on stage, I think that your relationships off stage only help feed into that. And I actually truly believe that that love is part of what makes this place so special. I mean, our ticket sales are through the roof this year. We're always growing. And I think that we grow because we are a place of love and art where people come to have fun and experience the joy of a community.
Laura Welshberg, Jody Dominic, Jillian Cates, co-star on Mamma Mia, running in repertoire through the summer at Idaho Shakespeare Festival. Best of luck to you all.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, George. Thank you for this.
Thank you.
You can learn more about Mamma Mia and the entire season of plays and musicals at idahoshakespeare.org.